Los Angeles. He walks again by night. Out of the fog, into the smog. Relentlessly. Ruthlessly.
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly.
Get away from me!
To meeting with the unknown. Before the Drucker, he turns left. At Drucker and Ford, he turns right. He crosses MacArthur Park and walks into a great sandstone building.
Oh, my nose!
Broken off the floor, he steps inside. 113 steps to his office. He walks in. He's ready for mystery. He's ready for excitement. He's ready for anything. He's...
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
I want to order a pizza to go and no anchovies.
No anchovies? You've got the wrong man. I spell my name, Danger.
What?
The makers of fantastic cigarettes, longer than leaf and shorter than the can, bring you another true story from the Tattered Case book of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Let's join him now in the adventure we call...
Cut him off at the past!
Let's get down to business. Uncross those beautiful stems of yours, baby. Here's the case I call number 666. It all began innocently enough on Tuesday. I was sitting in my office on that drizzly afternoon, listening to the monotonous staccato of rain on my desktop and reading my name on the glass of my office door. Regnard Kisten. My secretary lay snoring on the floor, her long, beautiful gams pinioned under the couch. I didn't hear him enter, but my nostrils flared at the smell of his perfume. Pyramid patchouli. There was only one joker in L.A. sensitive enough to wear that scent, and I had to find out who he was.
Good afternoon, Mr. Danger. I'm Rocky Rococo.
Thanks, Half Pint. You just saved me a lot of investigative work.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Do you know what this is?
I had to think for a minute. What cruel game was he playing?
That's a brown paper bag.
That's correct. Now, look inside, Mr. Danger. What do you see?
That's easy. That's a pickle.
Very good. Now, I think you're ready for this.
Why, that's nothing but a two-bit ring from a crackerback, Jocks.
I'll sell it to you for $5,000.
What kind of a chump do you take me for?
First class.
That tarnished piece of tin is worthless.
Worthless? Not to Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber?
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
How about Betty Jo Bielowski?
Betty Jo Bielowski. I hadn't heard that name since college. Everyone knew her as Nancy. Then it all came rushing back to me like the hot kiss at the end of a wet fist. Pig night at the O Money Padme Sigma house. We had escaped from the crowd and stood trembling under the dwarf maples.
Oh, Nicky, I don't know what to say. This is the most beautiful ring I've ever seen.
Yeah, Nancy, it's really neat. It cost me $5,000.
Oh, Nicky, how can I ever repay you?
Well, gee whiz, Nancy. How about 500 down and a 36-month contract?
What?
Or you could marry me.
That's impossible, Nick. I can't marry you. I can't even tell you why. Maybe someday.
All right, Nancy. I understand. Sign here.
Oh, Nick. I'll never forgive you.
And I'll never forget you neither, Nancy. And that's why I called you today, Nancy. I mean, Mrs. Haber. Something reminded me of that time so long ago under the dwarf maples.
I don't know what prompted you to get in touch with me, but you called just in the nick of time.
You haven't lost your delicate sense of humor, have you, Nancy?
What? Nick, I can't talk to you now. You have to get out here right away. My husband, he... It's the same old place in Santa Barbara, Nicky. Oh, hurry, Nicky, I need you. I can't...
Nancy! I slipped the ring into my nose and the receiver into my pocket and headed for the door quickly. But I'd forgotten the little man with the evil grin.
Just a second, Danger. What about my pickle?
You're lucky you still have your brown paper bag, small change.
Danger, you haven't seen the last of me.
No, but the first of you turns my stomach.
You'll be hearing from me again, Danger.
I headed down the hall in the opposite direction toward the fire escape. I hadn't a moment to lose.
Hey, Danger!
Where's the fire?
In your eyes, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
Don't get wise with me, Peeper. You're lucky we didn't burn you on the Anselmo pederasty case.
Look, you caught him, didn't you?
Yeah, but the punk got away, no thanks to you.
Well, what brings your flat feet sniffing around here now, Copper?
Just a friendly word of advice, Danger.
Yeah, what?
Don't go sticking your big nose into police business.
Sure, Lieutenant. Is that all?
No. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Okay, Bradshaw.
And don't fidget while I talk to you.
Sure,
and
Lieutenant.
Stop trucking mud across my nice,
okay.
Clean...
Okay. When I hit the street, the rain had already turned L.A. into a mud river. It was a short swim down Alvarado to my convertible. I had to get to St. Barbara in a big hurry. As I whipped onto Mulholland Drive, the lights were just across the San Fernandino Valley. I could barely make them out through the driving rain. Then a hard right down to Junga Canyon. My tires squealed as I hit Sepulveda. A right, a left, a left, another right, a left to the body, a right, and into a gas station. Hey, Pop!
All right, hold your horses, I'm coming.
Hey, yeah?
Where am I?
You can't get there from here.
But I'm looking for the same old place.
Oh, you must mean the old same place, sonny. It's right out back. Here's the key.
4 hours later, I parked my car in the carriage house and walked up the gray gravel driveway between a line of dwarf maples toward the pillared entrance of the same mansion. It had been snowing in Santa Barbara ever since the top of the page, and I had to shake the cornstarch off my mucklucks as I lifted the heavy obsidian door knocker. Hey in there! Open up! Your door knocker fell off!
What's all this brouhaha?
Brouhaha?
Ha ha ha.
Wait a minute. Don't you want this door knocker?
I already have one.
But this is yours.
You see? I told you. We used to have another one, but he vanished mysteriously. All right, come in out of the cornstarch and dry your mucklucks by the fire. Let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
No, let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
If you're so smart, why don't you pick up your cues faster?
Are those my cues?
Yes, and they must be dry by now. Why don't you pull them up out of the cellophane before they scorch? All right, sir. May I take your hat and coat?
Yes.
I assume you've come to see my mistress, Mr. Danger.
I don't care about your private life or what his name is. I've come to see Nancy... Mrs. Haber.
Mrs. Haber?
Audrey Farber?
Audrey Farber?
How about Betty Jo Bialowski?
Oh, you mean Nancy. Well, she's in the aviary studying trees. I shall return with her straight away. You may wait here in the sitting room, or you can sit here in the waiting room.
There was something fishy about the butler. I think he was a Pisces, probably working for scale. I felt a thin shiver run up my spine as I sat down on the cold marble floor. What was it about this place? The atmosphere was as phony as the Tudor balustrade that leered at me from the top of the staircase. And there she stood, radiant. All those curves showing through that flimsy burnous.
Nick?
It was Nancy running down the stairs. All the familiar sounds and smells of pig night came rushing back like a good snort of scotch. Then it struck me. 20 years later, and she still knocked me out. Oh, where am I?
Are you all right?
Yes.
Stop slapping me.
Nancy. What's the bird's eye lowdown on this caper? Whatever that means.
You can't talk real.
What do you mean we can't talk real? Oh, you're right. We can't. What's the way to do?
Wait a minute. This
is much better. We're at the chapel now. It's soundproofed, so no one can hear us.
What did you say?
I said no one can...
What?
Oh, never mind. Follow me.
What?
Here, take my hand. This way. This is much better.
Yeah. Pretty fancy layout you've got here, Nancy. What's this, your boudoir?
Oh, no. These are the kennels.
Putting on the dog, eh? Well, say, where are all the doggies?
They've mysteriously disappeared.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I just told you. Along with the servants. They were very attached to one another.
Where?
At the wrist and ankles.
Wait a minute. You said all the servants had disappeared.
Did I?
What about your butler?
You mean Catherwood?
Yes, madam.
Oh, Catherwood. Oh, you startled me. What are you doing there on all fours?
I'm looking for my script. Why don't you just go on without me?
Listen, Mancy, I smell a rat.
So do I. I think he's got my script.
Yes, Catherwood, you look for it, all right?
No, you.
Nick, quickly, through this sacred panel.
All right.
Over here.
Oh. This is the portrait gallery.
This is the portrait. There's an echo in here. This is the portrait gallery, Nick. It's the safest thing in the mansion. No one can find us here.
All right, Nancy. Get your hands off me. What's the scoop?
Chocolate, butterscotch, or Rocky Rococo? Road!
That reminded me. How had she gotten herself involved with that slimy weasel Rococo? And how do I make my voice do this?
Oh, Nick. It all began 20 years ago with the mysterious disappearance of my husband.
You mean you were already married when I sold you that ring?
No wonder she hadn't been able to meet the payments.
What?
So that was your secret. Oh, what a sap I've been.
Oh, yes. But that night, the strangest thing happened.
That usually goes along with being just married.
My husband, Johnny, he... Oh, Nick, I want to tell you the horrible truth, the whole truth, all of it. The man behind everything.
Let me handle this, Nancy. Far out, Catherwood. Just roll a couple of bombers and leave them on the side table.
Yes, madam. Pardon me, madam. I seem to have crashed. It's been such a long exposition, you know. I'm so tired.
Catherwood, can't you see you're upsetting Nancy? Leave us alone.
Well, how much would you like, sir? 500, 1,000?
Ham, scray, Oster Bay.
Oh, of course, sir. Ooh,
Gesundheit.
I'm so tired, I haven't...
All right, Nancy, go on with your story. Start with your dreadful secret.
Oh, Nick, I can't. I'm so confused.
Well, why don't you just hold your thumb next to your line? See, like this. Huh? Like, this way I don't get confused and I never lose my place.
I feel faint. The whole world is spinning.
Why, that's lucky for us, Nancy. If it were flat, all the Chinese would fall off. Why, she's no fun. She fell right over. Wait a minute. Didn't I say that line on the other side of the record? Where am I? I'd better check.
Who is now?
It's okay. They're speaking Chinese. Poor Nancy, she's fainted. I'll just wrap her skirt around her head like this to keep her warm. Now I'll press her body close to mine to keep me warm.
She looked so helpless there, spread eagled on the floor. I beat the eagle off and gave her a quick note the mouth resuscitation shot. And then it struck me.
What a sap she had.
Ah, good girl, Nancy. That ought to hold him for a while.
Poor Nicky. He's bleeding. I'll tear this strip off my petticoat.
If you want to.
You tie him up with this. I'll go through his pockets.
All right. Here we go. Oh, careful. Don't wake him up.
Oh, that contract must be on him somewhere.
You fools!
What?
Haven't you found the contract yet? Your time is almost up.
Rococo, you slimy blackmailer. How did you get in here? You don't have a key.
No, only half a key.
What?
I had to split it with a sound effects man.
Oh.
Where is the contract, you absent-minded old frog?
Here it is. I found it. It was taped to his leg.
Give me that. Ha-ha! I've got it at last.
All right. Now maybe you'll leave us in peace, Rococo. Give me the negative.
Of course. Here it is.
Oh, at last. Now we're out of your evil clutches.
Dan, wait a minute. What? Look at this negative. What? It isn't us.
What?
It's an interesting approach. It isn't us.
She's right. What are you trying to pull on me, Rococo?
Oh, my goodness. I must have sent the wrong negative to the police. I must have left yours in the car. I'll go get it.
A second, Rococo. You're not going nowhere until you've explained what you've done with that filthy piece of blackmail.
Are you threatening me? Why, you stupid toad. I ought to beat your brain out.
No,
you'll never get away with this, Rococo.
Oh, yeah? Didn't you ever see Casablanca? Half a key, Largo?
Our life.
This ain't the time for ticket parades, baby. Get me out of these ropes and into a good belt of scotch.
Let me hold that contract for you, Mr. Danger.
I'll take that contract, Catherwood.
Oh, yeah,
and you
right.
Can't take this pickle off my hands.
No, I think you better hold on to that, Nick.
Good thinking, sweetheart. Lieutenant Bradshaw will need all the evidence he can get.
Yes. And you should stick around, too, Danger. You can help him put all the pieces together, you know.
Right.
No. A left.
Being kicked in the head by the whole chorus line at Minsky's. So Nancy was there on this paper. I felt myself going under. The biggest long shot Louis at Hialeah wouldn't put a fin on my fate now. This time, something told me I was out for lunch. I even began to hear things.
I'll never forgive you, Nick.
Keep your nose out of police business, DJ.
May I take your hat and go, sir?
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this message.
All right, hold it right where you are. I'm Lieutenant Bradshaw with a piece of advice for you. Now, here in the studio, it's all knuckles and know-how. But when that red light goes off, I'm just plain Harry Abe, citizen, weekend father. Now, take a tip from a cop who does. Radio work can be just as dirty and exciting as hunting down public enemy number one. So when I get home, my old lady knows what I need and how. A warm, heaping bowl full of looseness castor oil flakes with real glycerin vibraphone. It doesn't just wash your mouth out. It cleans the whole system right on down the line. So come on, you little rookies. Tell your mom to get on it and do it every day. Just remember what the guys down at the precinct house sing.
Oh, it ain't no use if you ain't got the boost. The boost you get from boosters. Boosters. The all-weather breakfast. And now we return you to Act 3 of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
When the crazy escalator ride ended, I fought my way back up to the land of the living. I came through some cover in the front seat of my own car, lying in a pool of tea rocket. I had a head full of ideas that were driving me insane and a mouthful of cotton candy.
You want some more cotton candy, Danger? It might sober you up. Yeah.
I'd be happy to see you rugging.
Save the wisecracks for the warden, Danger. I got you this time, and I got you good. Get out of that car.
Hey, come on, if you can stand up and keep your hands high, I got you covered. Hey, what's this all about, Bradshaw? You know I never carry a rod.
Yeah, but ain't murder what some people can do with a car, and I got witnesses to prove it.
There's the man! Keep me away from him! He did it!
Quiet down, my dear. Sergeant, that's the fella.
Oh, Nick, you're such a tool! He did it!
Yes, they'll get the good job in, my dear. Yes, quiet down.
Take this down. Okay, Professor, how did it happen?
Well, Sergeant, yes, Mrs. Farber and I were sitting right here in the living room engaged in a friendly round of spin the pickle, weren't we, dear? Yes, with our good friend Mr. Rococo.
He did it.
Yes, and then suddenly the door flew open and this drunken madman right here drove in, honking wildly and headed straight for us. Yes, at the last possible moment, he stopped on a dime. Unfortunately, the dime was in Mr. Rococo's pocket.
That's the man!
All right, hold it, Danger! I've heard enough. We'll get the rest of the story down at the station house from you.
Right,
I've been waiting for this for years.
Wise up, Bradshaw.
Week in and week out.
I didn't do it.
Second fiddle while you got all
that. Come on, don't.
I'm tired of being Mr. Nice, but I see there's going to be some changes. Next week, this show is going to be called...
Sergeant Bradshaw, District Attorney!
I'm going to have my own theme music in it. Going to take place in Washington, D.C. No plots, just girls and guys doing nice, simple things up against Nazis and fifth columns. And no Jewish writers either.
I saw my chance and I took it. Bradshaw would never listen to my story now. It had more holes in it than Albert Hall. My only way out was like this.
All right, hold it, everybody. Catherine.
Underwood, stop it. I've got Bradshaw's rod pressed against Nancy's towel. Now you spill the beans or I'll blow her brain out.
I think you're bluffing, Flatfoot. No, you weren't bluffing.
All right, talk.
It all began 20 years ago. I was a freshman in college then, although you wouldn't hardly believe it to look at me now. I had just completed work on my science project, and I invited Nancy down to reveal the secret to her. Well, this is it, Nancy. How do you like it?
So this is where you've been every night since we got
sure
married.
Sure is.
Oh, Nicky, I thought you were...
Danny, but don't say it, Nancy. I know it's been hard, but I wanted to give you the swellest honeymoon a girl had ever had. We're going to Greece.
And swim the English Channel?
No. To ancient Greece, where burning Sappho loved and sang and stroked the wine-dark sea in the temple by the moonlight wa-da-doo-da.
What?
Don't you see, Nancy? I've built the perfect time machine.
Oh, it sounds dangerous.
Yes, that's why I'm going to try it out first. Now, when I get into this grandfather clock, you hit me over the head with this bottle of champagne right here.
Oh.
Set the dial for 1,000 and put in 3 dimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be gone for 1,000 years.
1,000? Oh, that's longer than anyone's ever been gone before.
But to you it will seem only like a minute. Very well, my love. Now, forward into the past!
Gee, I hope he gets back before all this dry ice melts. Who's there?
Mrs. Haber?
Who's that?
I'm Rocky Rococo. You may have seen me loitering around the drugstore drinking chocolate malted falcons and giving away free high schools.
Well, what are you doing here? What do you want?
I'm here for a friend, Mrs. Haber. If you sign a contract, you're supposed to keep up the payments.
Oh, you must be a friend of Nick's. Well, he couldn't want his money already. He only gave me the ring last night. I'm wearing it, see?
Yes,
Nancy, it's a success. I'm back. It's a success.
What?
I have proof. I've been to ancient Greece. Look at this grape. Oh,
who are you, old man? And what have you done with my husband?
What do you mean, Nancy? I am your husband. Well, who's that ugly dwarf with his hand in your mouth, Nancy?
Rocky Rococo at your cervix.
All right, Captain. What I've heard, just enough.
Listen, I'm telling this story, young man. What are you doing in my flashback?
Flashback? What are you talking? Flashback? All right, all of you. You stay right where you are. Put your thumbs on your place and your grip while I figure this out.
Okay. All right. I was in a situation like this when
I was married to a man 1,000 years old. Now I understand why the servants have disappeared.
I don't even know.
It was Catherwood who killed the coat to protect his wife, my Betty Joe.
Who is he talking to? And how does he make his voice do that?
All right, Bradshaw, there's your confession. I hope you got it all down. Bradshaw? Bradshaw. Oh, that's right. He's on this flashback. All right, everybody, into the time machine.
Hey, what's that? No, you don't understand how radio works. Now, this is my flashback. All I have to do to return us to the present is fade my voice out like this and cue the organist. And you see, here we are.
Oh my goodness.
Pandemonium was breaking out all around me.
Wait a minute.
Who are you?
I was here first.
You imposter.
Take that.
That's terrible.
You keep away from him, you young hussy.
Who are you calling a hussy, you old bag?
Well, how dare you talk to me like
that? I can talk to me any way I like.
What nerve? I'm not you. You're me 20 years ago.
What? You have a lot of nerve saying I'm going to look like that in 20 years?
Oh, yeah?
There ain't room enough in this dress for both of us. Get your knife. Ah!
Well, this is a bit of fun, isn't it, Dad?
Yes, it certainly is, Dad. Glad to have someone my own age to talk to after all these years.
Why don't we sing something?
Well, I've forgotten the key.
Oh, that's all right. I've got a lid out in the car.
David?
Half-caste woman, living a life apart. Where did your story begin?
Stop it! Singing, you fools! Can't you see someone has been crushed here under this car? Oh, my God, it's me! I don't look at all well. I'm dead! I've been killed! Oh, this hasn't happened to me since M!
I did a quick 20-20 on the whole scene.
I thought that I was the only one going insane, but now we were all in this together.
I don't understand.
I knew what I had to do. I didn't like it, but that never stopped me before. All right, everybody, take off your...
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this scheduled transmission to bring you an announcement of national importance from the White House in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen...
Hold on. Clear, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, this morning at 6:25 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, combined elements of the Imperial Japanese Navy and our forces ruthlessly attacked our naval base at Pearl Harbor in the Hawaiian Islands. I have conferred this morning with the Congress and the Chiefs of Staff in emergency session. We have reached our rendezvous with destiny. It is our unanimous and irrevocable decision